in 1968 at the Fillmore, which speaks to his role as the godfather of blues rock, because all the musicians who were playing electric guitar cite this man as one of their primary influences. So let's give a listen. And as I said earlier on the program, dig it and dig it deep.
The blues. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I say everybody understands the blues. Everybody from one day to another has the blues. You take the little baby that's laying in the cradle. He can't get that milk bottle fast enough. He go to kicking and crying and going on tearing up the little baby bed. He got the blues. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
You take this girl that's got this mane squeezed. That's her boyfriend, that is, you know. And he just bought a brand new GTO. You know she wanna be with him every time he cranks it up and go around the corner to the soda fountain. This is why she wanna go and show it off where all the guys and gals be. You know what I mean? And she get ready to go out this particular night, and her mother said, "Daughter, you was just out last night. You can't go out tonight. That's too many nights in a row." She go in the room and fasten the door and won't answer the phone, won't eat, won't talk to nobody. She got the blues. That's what's wrong with her. Some people call them the reds, the pinks. When you get through, it's the old-fashioned country blues. That's right. I ain't seen my main squeeze in 10 long weeks today. You know I got the blues. Can you dig it? Let's everybody get a thing going right here. Yes, yes. Yes. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Sounds awful good. Keep it right there, children. Keep it right there. The blues. And when you're doing the blues, they're so strong, that's really their name. They call them blues power. Yeah. And would you believe I invented blues power?
Yeah.
Can you dig the blues power?
Yeah.
Let everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again, say yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, kids. That was John Zorn. John Zorn, well, with a little help from Albert Collins. That was called Two Lane Highway. We heard part one. That is off of a concept album thing that John Zorn did back in 87 called Spillane, as in Mickey Spillane, not like Splain It To Me. Yeah, how cool is that, man? John Zorn and Albert Collins laying it out. Awesome. And before that, the godfather of all blues rock, Albert King. Albert King, 1968, live at the Fillmore, gave us Blues Power. Now, that gig, he signed on to do three gigs, I think at $1,600 a night. He was opening for Hendrix and Janis Joplin. This, I believe, was in September of 68. And there's a great quote in an old Rolling Stone article. And also, just to speak a little bit about the influence of Albert King, he was left-handed, played an upside-down right-handed guitar, tuned it in some undecipherable way, and he was so strong, he could bend the strings to more extreme than anyone else. So, like, Clapton, Duane Allman, all these guys who were, like, into, like, the sustain and the bending the strings, it all comes from Albert King. So, anyway, there's a quote in here. It says, Hendrix was starstruck when his hero, Albert King, opened for him at the Fillmore. And Albert King says, I taught Hendrix a lesson about the blues. I could easily play his songs, but he couldn't play mine. How cool is that, man? That is freaking awesome. So for everybody out there, say, oh, blues is easy to play. Well, not necessarily. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are here until 11 p.m. when Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that, he said, with his voice cracking. Where are we going now, Mikey? Oh, I know where we're going. We are going down Argentine way because it was like a hotbed of rock production in the early 70s. Guys from Argentina, guys from other parts of the region, they all went to Argentina. My assumption is that Argentina had the best studios, but like everybody freaking recorded there. There's like 20, 30 bands that all recorded during that era in Argentina. This one in particular is one of my favorites. It features a guitarist by the name of Norberto Napatilano, otherwise known as Papo, who supposedly B.B. King is quoted, and I've seen this in print in two different places, that Papo was the best guitarist he ever played with. B.B. King said that. That's freaking unbelievable. Now, my cynical side says, oh yeah, B.B. King says that when they ask him about any guitarist because he's a nice guy. Oh yeah, best guitarist I ever played with. Oh him, best guitarist I ever played with. Hey, that guy, best guitarist I ever played with. But he said it about Papo, and if you listen closely, I think you'll understand why.
Son iguales, lindas novedades. soy un hombre desprolijo. No tengo conflictos con mi ser, porque la apariencia no me fijo. Piensan que así no puedo ser. Son muchos pensamientos para una sola cosa. Estoy algo cansado de vivir en realidad. No cambia nada, estar un poco sucio. Si mi cabeza es de pica.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. story. And if it means anything to you, it'll make us very happy. It's a song called Child in Time, this one.
I'm crying for you day and night. and the bad of us. See the blind man shooting at the world, the bullets flying.